This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona, Brother Mike, Maricopa County. Welcome to the radio program. May God richly bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Today's Bible study. Has God said? Question mark? Please call somebody and tell them the radio program's on. Got another good one for you today. Secular humanism. Oh my goodness. Fright night. This is Brother Mike. I am the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center, downtown Phoenix. 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com is a website. We have all of our ministry services there. Monday nights, Zoom service for healing and deliverance for the ladies. Wednesday night, Zoom service for everybody. Thursday and Friday night, we have live services with preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance. Those start at 7 o'clock here locally. We also have children's deliverance services. We also have women's seminars. Hey, I have a Sunday morning podcast at 9 o'clock. Send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. Call me, 602-636-5800. We have a counseling center at the Deliverance Center. If you're a born-again Christian, you're eligible for free counseling services. If you're a born-again veteran and you're considering PTSD, please do not do that anymore. Call 602-636-5800. And I will put you on the counseling schedule. There is no charge for the services. If you're a born-again Christian, you do not need any insurance. What is going on here? Has God said? That's what the devil does. That's what he does best. That's what he wants to do all the time. Question what Father has said. Question the red ink in your Bible, spoken directly by God to us, the red ink in your New Testament and in Acts. Spectacular, and in Revelation. It is God talking directly to us. Why do we need to listen to the red ink in your Bible? Well, Hosea chapter 4, quote, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, because you have forgotten the law of your God, and I will also forget your children." Genesis chapter 3, the serpent attacks Eve. How? Physically attacking her, using another animal to attack her, using the weather to attack her? No. The devil cannot take your body and use it unless you give him permission. He cannot destroy you unless you give him permission. He cannot defeat you unless you give him permission. So he uses what? His greatest skill, deception. And the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made, Genesis 3. He said to the woman, yeah, hey, has God said that you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said, yes. He said we could eat of all the trees in the garden except the one in the middle of the garden. That's the one we're not supposed to eat out of. And God said that, she said. He said, we can't eat it or we'll die. And the serpent said to the woman, you will not die. He directly contradicted the word of God. Then he says to her, for God knows that in the days that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you shall be like gods. And you will know good and evil. What's he doing to her? Beating her over the head with a club? Causing a lion to jump all over? Attacking her with a boa constrictor? No. It was much worse. He hit her with deception. Deception. Welcome to America, the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University in Glendale, Arizona. By the way, the graduation is coming up, and guess who's the speaker over there? George Barna, the research guy. Well, I'm using one of their research articles that just came out recently. Listen to this, you're not going to believe it. According to Arizona Christian University, their research just came out and it just indicated, it's called the American Worldview Inventory 2024. They said, wow, only 6% of Christians have a biblical worldview. And many Christians in America now embrace syncretism. Can you imagine that? That's amazing. 94% of the Christians now, these aren't heathen, these aren't Muslims, these aren't Masons, these are Christians they interviewed. They surveyed Christians. 94%. You believe that? The typical American adult doesn't believe in the Bible's view of the future of the world and humanity. Instead, it says they are believers in syncretism, which means that you combine a series of beliefs and behaviors, you borrow it from all kinds of different sources in the secular world, and then you blend it all together for your own personal view of the world. It's unbelievable that some people call it your life philosophy of life. Syncretism is a term used to describe a customized blend of philosophies of life that a person kind of pieces together on their own and satisfies themselves. It's a result of people relying upon their emotions, different elements in their mind, various research, different pieces of information, different information from different people, and they create their own kind of idiosyncratic view that's personally pleasing to them and that they feel like they understand. And so they use that to determine their own reality. Syncretism, according to their research, has gone up significantly since 2021. COVID was 2020. Now, here's several of the beliefs that they notice that Christians believe. Check this out. One of them was, these Christians believe it's possible for a married couple to be bonded to each other for eternity. That's an unscriptural view of the world. That's like Mormons. Listen to this. 46% of Americans believe that when people are born, they're neither good nor bad. They're kind of like a blank slate. And they become good or bad through their accumulation of life choices. That's completely unscriptural. The Bible teaches that we're all born in sin and that we have a fallen, sinful nature. Unbelievable. 35% of the people in the survey, check this out, when determining what's right or wrong morally, said that you need to depend on your own reason and your own emotions instead of the Word of God. This is unbelievable. Here's another strange belief that these Christians have today that they didn't have obviously decades ago, that humans don't have any right to dominate animals, plants, or nature. We're supposed to live in harmony with them and be interdependent from them. You believe that? That's like pantheism or animism. Another belief Christians have, according to the survey, all animals, plants, the wind, the water, all of them have life of themselves and have a unique spirit, just like humans do. Well, that's pantheism or Mormonism. Wicca believes that. Animism believes that. This is ridiculous. They believe that mankind is not God's highest creation, and that God did not give human beings dominion over everything he created. They do not believe that God created humans in his literal physical likeness, similitude. They also don't believe that human beings have an eternal soul. Well, that's shocking. All these things are unbiblical and unscriptural. Can you imagine this? This is the society we're living in. They also believe that a higher power may exist, but nobody knows for certain. 26% of the respondents said that. Can you imagine that? 24% of the people in the survey said the best indicator of a successful life is being a good person. 23% of the people in the survey said that the basis of truth in life is scientific and must be verifiably proven. You believe that? That was the exact opposite of this COVID treatment fiasco the government put us through. What a disgrace that was. They weren't representing the science then, were they? But this is what Christians believe, friend. I'm not talking about sinners here. Only 4-6% of American Christians had a biblical world view. For purposes of the survey, the Cultural Research Center defined a biblical worldview as, quote, a means of experiencing, interpreting, and responding to reality in light of biblical perspectives. 4-6% of the Christian survey don't believe that. That's the condition we're in. Of course, the result of this is a nightmare on Elm Street, and it was all caused by the government, Satan, bad weather, Green New Deals. No, it was all caused by the church. The church failed America, did not fulfill the Great Commission. They did not follow Mark 16 and Matthew 28. And Luke 26, they didn't do it. And as a result, Satan took over the country. And he's got us by the throat. Born again Christians now who go to church and who have kind of read the Bible no longer believe the Word of God. And this has been Satan's ultimate goal all along. He's coming after the Bible. That's the one thing he wants the most. And once he gets it, he will steamroll the country. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.